It's Friday, August 19th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. We're taking one of your questions, and today's question reads, what about angels? What are they? And do people have individual guardian angels?
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, baby.
What are angels? Sometimes we'll call our girlfriend an angel, our child an angel, or we'll think of angels as fat little babies playing harps on the clouds. But what does the Bible say that angels are? Angels are very active in the Bible, mentioned over 300 times, and are used by God as messengers, warriors, and servants. We see angels as messengers in Luke 2. The Christmas story, the angel appears to the shepherds and says, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." We see angels as warriors in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. The Lord opened the eyes of Elisha's servant to the reality of the invisible world, and he saw that the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. This was a great angelic army sent to Dothan to protect Elisha from the Syrians. And then we see angels as servants. Revelation 22, verses 8 through 9, the angel refers to himself as God's servant. Now, some tend to think of angels as having attributes that belong only to God. That's simply not true. Only God is uncreated, all-knowing, all-powerful, and present in all places at all times. Angels, on the other hand, are none of those things, and therefore they are not to be worshipped. They are invisible most of the time, but they will occasionally take on bodily form to appear to various people in Scripture. Hebrews 13, verse 2 says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware." The Bible also says that there are fallen angels who rebelled against God and were cast out of heaven. The leader of these fallen angels is Satan. Revelation 12, verses 7 through 9 really hits on that. In the Bible, only two angels are mentioned by name, Michael and Gabriel. And some of the other things that we see in the Bible concerning angels is there's rank among them. They are powerful. They commonly invoke fear when they are seen. Christians will judge angels. They worship God. And they help fulfill the purposes of God. Here's the big question of the day. Do people have individual guardian angels? It is common to hear people talk about guardian angels. There are two particular passages that some use to try to prove this idea. Matthew 18, verse 10 is one of them. Jesus gives some words about little children, and he says this, "In heaven, their angels always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven." And then in Acts chapter 12, verse 15, we have Christians who are gathered praying, and they do not believe that Peter is standing at the door, and they say, "It is his angel." All right, so people will say, there you go. Children have their angels. Peter had his angel. Therefore, everyone has individual guardian angels. But that's simply stretching these verses too far. Obviously, these texts do not give clear, convincing support for the idea of individual guardian angels. Scripture is crystal clear, however, that God sends angels to protect his people. Psalm 91, verses 11 through 12 says, "He will give his angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." So it's more likely that angels, while they are sent by God to protect his people, do not serve as individual guardian angels. And to put it in basketball terms, they play zone rather than man-to-man. Ultimately, the understanding of angels should point us to the goodness and kindness of God, that God would create such fascinating angelic beings and then send these angels to protect us. May we worship not the angels, but the God whom they serve, and in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. Well, I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again Monday on the First Baptist Daily.